He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. How could he have a son when he has no consort? He has created everything and is aware of everything. That is Allah, your Rabb. There is no God but him, the creator of everything. Therefore worship him. He is the guardian of everything. No vision can grasp him while he grasps all visions. He is the subtle, the aware. Now there have come to you clear proofs from your Rabb to open your eyes. Therefore anyone who will open his eyes, it is good for his own soul, and anyone who will play blind, it is to his own harm. And I am the Prophet, not assigned as a keeper over you. Thus do we explain our revelations over and over again, so that the unbelievers may say, you have learned from someone, but not from Allah, and that this may become clear to people of understanding. Follow what is revealed to you from your Rabb. There is no God but him, and turn aside from the mushrikeen. If Allah wanted, they would not have been the mushrikeen. We have neither appointed you their keeper, nor made you their guardian. O believers, do not insult those whom these mushrikeen call upon besides Allah, lest in retaliation they call bad names to Allah out of their ignorance. Thus we have made the deeds of every group of people seem fair to them. In the end, they will all return to their Rabb, and then he will inform them of the reality of all that they have done. These mushrikeen solemnly swear by Allah that if a sign came to them, they would most certainly believe in your prophethood. Say, all signs are vouchsafed by Allah. What would make you understand that if a sign comes to them, they will still not believe? We will turn away their hearts and their eyes from the truth because of their attitude which prompted them to disbelief in the first place, and we will leave them to wander in their rebellious wrongdoing.